morning. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Yeah, it's Thursday. It's the triple play Thursday, man. Yeah, man. Oh, man. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also text us with your comments and thoughts, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow and subscribe to our podcasts. We have a lot of people subscribing to our podcasts. It's a great way to listen to the show if you can't stay up late or get up early, however you want to look at it. And you can go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast, Nick DiGilio Show Podcast, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. Okay. All right, so for those of you who might not know this, Shia LaBeouf is watching all of his movies back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back at a theater, and you can watch him watch his movies. Now, I believe that, do we have an update, Dan, on what's happening? Now, the last time we spoke, he was watching I, Robot, which I believe is probably what he's watching now.
Still is using the bathroom, I believe.
He's using the bathroom.
The seat is empty.
The seat is empty. Or he's seen I, Robot before and was like, yeah, all right. Any food, I wonder?
No food during this one. He does look very tired, though.
Now, he's not sleeping.
He is not sleeping.
And
correct.
This started on Wednesday?
Tuesday, I believe, yes.
All right. And it goes until Thursday night?
Correct.
Tonight? All right.
We can confirm that he fell asleep during the first Transformers movie.
So did I, oddly. Wow. Okay. All right. Esmeralda, have you been keeping track of the little LaBeouf?
I have. He does look tired.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy's got to sit through his own movies. All right. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about celebrities that we used to really like, and I happen to have been a big fan of the LaBeoufies. And I still kind of find him interesting in a sort of a weird way. But he's not what I thought he was. And then there were our celebrities that I used to really love that I just don't anymore. And number one on that list would be Lindsay Lohan, someone who I thought had one of the brightest and best futures that you could possibly imagine after Mean Girls and after Prairie Home Companion. I made the prediction of her getting an Oscar at some point in her lifetime, and that's never going to happen. So she derailed and took my happy thoughts with it. So we'll talk about that. Celebrities that you once really liked that you just don't like anymore or have disappointed you in terms of, you know, how their career turned out or whatever. 312-981-7200. But we're going to get into the most mispronounced words and phrases in English. This is from yourdictionary.com. So here, what are some of the words that are mispronounced that make you crazy? 312-981-7200. You can send your texts as well to 312-981-7200. Is there anything that pops up into your brain, Esmeralda, as words or phrases that people mispronounce? Is there anything in the...
I know I have some, but not at the moment.
All right, how about this one? Acrossed instead of across.
What?
It's easy to confuse across with crossed, but better to keep them separate. So what, I acrossed the street? Has anybody ever said that?
I wouldn't want to know them. I'm sorry, but that, how do you confuse those two?
Evidently they do, according to yourdictionary.com. Dan, under any circumstances, do you know anyone or that has confused across and cross and said across?
No, I'm not familiar with that person in my life.
Me neither. This is why I think some of the ones on this list are just like, hey, let's put that on there and make people go nuts. All right. How about, now this one I've actually heard. I've heard this one. Some people say affidavit. They actually say affidavit, which is not right because it's affidavit with a T. Affidavit. So don't say affidavit. Now, see, this one doesn't make any sense either. Are you ready for this one? Alzheimer's disease. Okay?
That was kind of tough.
Now, Alzheimer's disease. No, no, no. Here's what they say that people are saying instead of Alzheimer's disease. They're saying Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
Which, first of all, is ridiculous.
Goodness.
Second of all, is insulting.
I would love to have seen the group that they surveyed.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who the group is. This is what I find fascinating about this list. If there's some on here, who says Alzheimer's disease? What? You know, unless you're completely ignorant or you're trying to be funny and you're not at all even remotely funny. Alzheimer's disease. All right, how about this one? Antarctic. Antarctic. You know what that's supposed to be?
No.
Antarctic.
Oh.
Antarctic.
When you said it, I was like, wait.
Antarctic.
How do you
that's
say it
that's
right?
Where the Happy Feet movies take place. They take place in the Antarctic.
I will say that for the longest time, I pronounced that big old W state incorrectly.
Wyoming?
I never would say the G.
Wyoming?
So it'd just be Wyoming.
Oh, no. So what? You wouldn't even say the N?
I guess so.
Wyoming?
I guess.
You would say Wyoming?
Leave me alone.
Wait a minute. When did you stop saying Wyoming? Like a couple of weeks ago or something?
No, like a month, year. I mean, it doesn't come up too often, so you know.
Wyoming?
I'm not frequenting that state, so.
So you don't know how to pronounce it?
I did it for a while, though.
Wyoming. Dan, have you ever heard of anybody call Wyoming, Wyoming?
No. I did have a college roommate who was from Oregon.
Yeah.
Who explained to me that Oregon is equivalent to saying Illinois. He's like, it's not Oregon. It's still there. Dumbass.
I never actually thought that it was gone. I never... Well, that's like, well, where are you from, Esmeralda?
Illinois.
No,
Joliet?
No, no. Joliet.
You're not
Joliet.
See, there you go.
Joliet.
You're getting mad. You're getting mad. Joliet?
Or, you know, the other one, which is the jokey one, the Joylet.
Joylet. yeah, I think that's funny. So, no, Joliet. Joliet, Illinois.
Joliet.
I know. I know it's Joliet.
I'm just imagining a listener in Wyoming trying to look up the WGN newsroom phone number, calling up and just saying, Joliet, hang up.
I'm just glad, like, Wyoming hasn't come up.
You mean Wyoming?
Would you freeze if it was in a news story?
Wyoming. Not anymore. Because someone said it, I went, wait, you say the G, and they're like, yeah.
Wait a minute, come on, seriously?
It's like at least months.
Did they not teach you about Wyoming in Joliet?
I guess not.
Wow. Wyoming.
I mean, what's there?
Oh,
Buffalo?
Man, you've just offended every Wyoming. Is that a...
Good thing Aubrey's off tonight.
No, is he from there?
Yeah.
We're going to tell next time we see Aubrey, we're going to tell him that you pronounce his lovely state Wyoming.
Well, he doesn't live there now.
But still, don't live in Joliet.
I mean, there's a reason why I left.
Oh man. Okay. I believe we need to add Wyoming to our morning zoo. Yeah, Wyoming. Yeah.
Like undergarment sister.
Undergarment sister. Wyoming.
He's like Tony Iommi. Like, that's how I was saying it.
It's exactly. Yeah. Wyoming likes Iommi. And oddly, Wyoming lost 3 of her fingers in a factory accident. All right. We got a break. Mispronunciation is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200. Are there words that maybe when you were a kid, like biscotti, Stuff like that. Maybe you did that when you were a kid and it was cute. The mispronunciation of words, 312-981-7200. And has anybody ever heard anybody say old-timer's disease instead of Alzheimer's disease? Morning. Hello, everyone. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Overnight dude here with my fantastic producer, Dan Shagrew, and my fantastic news person. And traffic and weather and everything else, Esmeralda Leon. Now, you know, tomorrow morning after 4, they become DJ Shagrew and Esmeralda the Heart Melda because it's Fly Jams Friday, where we play all the best R&B jams for your listening pleasure and your weekend kicking off pleasure. You can text in your requests at 312-981-7200. You can also call in right now to talk to us about words and phrases that are mispronounced that make you nuts, like Wyoming. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Other words that make you kind of crazy. How about this one? This is one that is legit that you hear all the time. Axe instead of ask. That's one that's been around for a long time that you hear a lot. How about athletic or athlete? When you add the little, the extra E in there. Athlete, athletic. That's wrong. It should just be athlete and athletic. But I've actually heard people do that. Athletic or athlete. Bill sent in a text, 312-981-7200. Bill says, axe as opposed to ask, which we were just talking about, and regardless and irregardless. You know, we were talking about that the other morning, about phrases of words that make you nuts. And Esmeralda, remember, we did mention irregardless.
Yes.
I believe that is now in the dictionary as well.
Great.
And as we were talking about earlier this week, it's like if we screw up enough, you know, if we use words incorrectly enough, dictionaries now, they cave. You know? What's being taught language-wise in school? Now, grammar-wise, do we know? I mean, ain't is in the dictionary. And if I remember using the word ain't when I was going to school, and, you know, the teachers would be like, no! Exactly like that. They would do that. And it would be terrifying. Then they'd whip a desk at my head like J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. Speaking of Whiplash, Esmeralda, you need to see Whiplash.
All right.
Immediately. There's a mispronunciation for you right there. All right. We got some people on the line here who want to talk about this. 312-981-7200. Glenn is on WGN. Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Alzheimer's. See, I've heard it as old-timers. I've also heard it as sometimers. Yeah, my own parents called it that. Yeah, well, I guess it's okay to misspell this, say words when you're older.
I guess. I've never heard that before. I mean, I've never heard anybody commonly refer to it as Alzheimer's disease. I never did.
Yeah, old-timers, sometimers. You know, it's just their own way of poking fun at it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Okay. Glenn. Yeah.
My pet peeve is, I live in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I have heard it pronounced Fond du Lac, and there is not even a CH in the word.
Where does that come? Where does that come from?
I don't know. It's just people just say it fast. They're not trying to be funny.
Would that be just people from Fond du Lac?
No.
No.
No, okay. No. No, not from Fond du Lac, but yeah, I know. It's just stupid people.
Okay. All right, Glenn, thanks.
Have a nice morning.
All right. We have to call Johnny B. and find out what the correct pronunciation is. Here's Ron on WGN. Hey, Ron.
Yes, Alzheimer. ALT is a German word for old.
Yeah, but it's... it's named after a doctor, Ron. It's a... it's the doctor who... the doctor who was a neurologist is named Aloysius Alzheimer.
Oh, wait a minute. The old folks home in German is Altenheim. You heard of that, haven't you?
No.
Altenheim, old folks home.
So it's so it's just a coincidence that the guy, the neurologist's name is Alzheimer. So it just happens to be this, unless the guy changed his name so it was more appropriate to the disease?
Yeah, it could be, but, you know, you talk about eight. Don't forget Porgy and Bess. Ain't necessarily so.
Well, I know, but it wasn't right to say that. Like, our teachers discouraged us back in those days from using that. Now it's like, yeah, go ahead, use it. Who cares?
So. Yeah, George Gershwin liked it.
Okay. All right, Ron, take care.
Bye-bye.
Is it going to be acceptable to spell later with an eight at some point? Is that going to be acceptable? You know what I mean? We just say people, PPL. Can we just go PPL? Is that all right? All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll get back to words that you mispronounce, and we'll talk about celebrities that you used to like, and then we'll give you an update on the LaBeouf as he's watching his movies. He slept through Terminator. He slept through Transformer. All right, we'll be back. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Thursday morning on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are talking about words and phrases that are mispronounced. And it drives some people crazy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda's favorite state, Wyoming. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's awful.
Anybody else in your family call it Wyoming?
No. I don't think they've ever even uttered the word.
They've never said Wyoming.
I mean, when's the last time you thought about Wyoming?
Well,
About
15 minutes ago when you...
but before that.
Oh, before that? Mm-hmm. Every day.
Right.
Holds
a place in your heart.
It is. Harold, send a text to 312-981-7200. We would love you to join us with words and phrases that you mispronounce. Oh, by the way, can we get a LaBeoufy update? What's little LaBeoufy? Shia LaBeouf has been watching his movies, and you can watch him watching his movies on a website for a couple of days now, and he's going to continue to watch all of his movies from his most recent to his first, back-to-back nonstop, and you can watch him eat and sleep during Transformers movies and watch his movies. Do we know what's going on now? Because the last time we checked in, he was watching iRobot, but he was in the can or something because his seat was empty. Do we know what's going on
now? The screen is too dark to see him.
I think he's not there. I'm trying to figure it out, too. I see a figure, but I think it's the person behind him.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's not there.
No LaBeouf.
Or the person next to him. Ooh.
Did he have a person sitting next to him?
Yeah.
He did.
I wonder where he went.
Okay. See, even LaBeouf can't handle his movies. It's like, I got to get the hell out of here. Can't sit there. This is a Will Smith movie. I got to get out of here now.
Dan, do you see that thing, that white spot in the corner?
Which corner?
Now people are walking on the right side. I feel like that's just him.
Maybe he's going for a stroll.
He's just walking around? Greeting all the people that are joining him to watch all his movies.
Poor guy.
Or the movie might be done. It looks like a bunch of people are standing up now.
Maybe it's over. Yeah, because he was watching it at the beginning of our show. And that was 2 hours ago. Yeah, I bet it's in between movies. I bet they're in between movies. What would be the next movie then?
At 5:45 a.m., which would be 4:45 for us, The Battle of Shaker Heights.
Okay, so he gets a half an hour-ish?
They said it's only 10 minutes between.
Well, that's a damn lie. It can't be running early. Nothing. No festivals ever run early or on time. Festivals always run late. Now, so there, I'm interested in the people who are there. You know what I mean?
So it was free.
Like on a Thursday morning.
Yeah,
it's free.
Right?
So like Thursday morning, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going into work because I'm going to go watch Shia LaBeouf movies with LaBeouf in-house.
It is New York. Right?
Yeah, well, that's true. But you can go anywhere in New York. Why would you can? New York is open 24. Everything is open 24 hours a day in New York. Why would you go to a Shia LaBeouf fest? so many other things that you could do at 4 o'clock in the morning in New York City. All right. Let's see. Harold says, I've known a few ladies who insisted on saying he's got a nice built as opposed to build. He's got a nice built. 219 area code says the proper is couldn't care less, not could care less. That's my major pet peeve.
Oh, I thought it was could.
It's couldn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, so then maybe I have been saying it right.
No, come on. All right, think about the statement, could care less. I could care less, all right? Now, I couldn't care less. What does that mean? It's not possible for you to care less.
It's one of those things where I just don't say it that often, so I don't have to.
That one makes me nuts. I'm not one of these people, you know, like there are the grammar, because I can barely speak as it is. So it would be the pot calling the kettle black in any possible way if I corrected anyone on what they were on how they were speaking, because I can barely speak English as it is. But inside, whenever I hear somebody say, I could care less, inside my brain is going, you know what I mean? But I don't say anything, because if I say something to that person about I couldn't care less being right and I could care less being wrong, they could pull out an arsenal of things that I say wrong. Like an arsenal. I'll be the first to admit that I mispronounce things, that I can barely speak. So I just happen to have this one pet peeve that makes me crazy, but I never tell anybody. It's I couldn't care less, not I could. And those grammar police people need slaps. Uh, 262 area code says coupon is pronounced coupon, not coupon. Yes, that's absolutely correct. It is not coupon, although tons of people say coupon. Now, Dan, coupon?
I had always said coupon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Esmeralda?
The things we're learning tonight. Yeah. I say coupon.
You say coupon? Unless it's in Wyoming?
I was thinking maybe coupon. Coupon is that kind of milk type of thing. It's just an accent.
Yeah, but what is the actual pronunciation of milk, of M-I-L-K? It's milk.
Milk.
It's not milk. It's an I, not an E. It's milk.
Route, root. Thinking it's one of
those.
See,
now that one, and how about roof and roof?
Yeah, that's what I thought coupon was always like.
Okay.
I thought it was okay if you said coupon.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to say anything, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not like they should kick your door down and throw a stapler at your head. I don't even know what that means. Why? Yeah, stapler head. Yeah. How about 773 area code sends a text to 312-981-7200. In defense of the dictionary people, they do state that when they put in a word, they are reflecting the use in culture and not necessarily encouraging its use. So, all right. Okay. Um, 708 area code, people who refer to Wisconsin as Westconsin, as if it's next to Eastconsin. I've never heard that. Have you ever heard Westconsin?
Never heard that.
Why would somebody say Westconsin?
I've heard Wisconsin.
Wes, yeah. Not with a T. Yeah, Wisconsin. It's the same people who say milk. Jim in Glendale Heights said, I've heard a whole family call it old timers. Then I heard it on your show. I thought I was wrong. What?
Up until he heard it on our show.
Oh.
So we have given him clearance.
Oh, okay. So he thought Alzheimer's was actually old timers because
so many people around him said old timers that he thought meant maybe I've got it.
God, I don't even. Really? It's that widespread? Wow. All right. We got a break. Morning. Yeah, man. Nick Giglio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Thursday. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow's Friday, Fly Jams Friday. We'll also talk to Dan Feinberg tomorrow from Hollywood Reporter. He's our TV critic who we talk to once a month, and we'll talk about all the new TV stuff that's happening. That's tomorrow. We also have Straight Out of Context. Now, Straight Out of Context, you can participate in. Straight Out of Context is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. And whenever anybody on this station says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Jot that down whenever you want to do a Straight Out of Context, or You Big Dummy, or Nick D Show Spies. That is nickdshow@gmail.com. For Nick D Show Spies, that's when you listen 24/7. And whenever, anytime I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. You Big Dummy, that's where we take all the stories, news stories of stupid people doing stupid stuff in the news. And then we read them and vote on them. And you get a chance to read a dummy story as well. And if you'd like to read a dummy story, find a dummy story online. Send the link to Dan and say, I'd like to read this on the air. You'll read it on the air, and you'll get yourself a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. It's a win-win-win situation. Again, it's nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. We are talking about words and phrases that are mispronounced. How about this one? People say barbed wire instead of barbed wire. You ever heard barbed wire?
Never heard that.
Yeah, barbed wire is my competition. What were you going to say, Dan?
Barbed wire does like mornings on the drive along with Pete, you know?
Yeah.
Barbed wire playing the deep cuts.
Barbed wire, man. I'm barbed wire. It's Marijuana Monday. I don't even know what that means. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right. How about, now see, this is just dumb. They say, don't say business, it's business. But business, people, that's a slang term, an urban slang term that you hear. Right? And it's done on purpose. You think, really, do people really go, I need to get into business with this person? Does that really, that doesn't happen. But if you're like, it's an urban sort of setting and you're talking in that kind of jargon, man, nothing personal, just business. See? All right, how about candidate? Candidate. Hey, he's a candidate for president. It's candidate. Candidate is when you lock your date in the bathroom. When you can a date, right? Isn't that
I was thinking just end a date, but bathroom is much funnier.
See, that should tell you the psyche of the moron hosting this show, because the first thing that popped into my mind when I heard candidate was locking your date into a bathroom.
Candidate is something Foot Cheese would do.
Yeah, man, I'm going to candidate. Undergarment, go in the bathroom for a minute. Yeah.
Oh, Foot Cheese is sweet on Undergarment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What about
She's
Wyoming?
She's oblivious.
Is Wyoming going to get her date canned?
I don't know. She's new to the situation. I don't know her story.
She's
yet.
New. Yeah.
But Foot Cheese has the hots for Undergarment. He can't bring it up, though.
Okay.
He doesn't think he's worthy of her.
As you can tell, Dan is writing scenarios as we speak for all of our morning crew members.
Despite the fact he's an outgoing guy, he's really insecure.
Is he?
Yeah.
Foot Cheese is insecure?
Yeah.
With a name like Foot Cheese, it's shocking.
That's why he does all these crazy things. He's seeking love.
Yeah. That's right. You have names like Foot Cheese and Turd. Those things are bound to happen. Big Mick in Jeff Park says, I worked with a Southsider, and this guy was brutal. Antibiotics were antibionics. Antibionics. I can't stand Lee Majors. I'm an antibionic. Lindsey Wagner, hater. Why? Because I'm an antibionic. Zucchini was Ugini? How? Galina was Galico. Wait a minute, that's not even close. How is Galina and Galico? How is that candidate and candidate? I can see somebody messing that up, but Galina and Galico? How are you? And tree was three. Three?
Well, that I can see with a thick accent.
Let's go climb a three?
Tree left.
No, tree.
Oh.
Tree, wait. I can see, but not three.
Wait, they're saying...
The word tree, like go three? Climb a tree.
Okay.
Oh, I see. He was... Okay, I was confused. Yeah, he said three was tree. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, people say that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, no, all the time. Yeah. But the way it's written, it says tree was three. Do you know what, you know what I mean? I don't know. I thought he was saying the word tree as three. Like, I'm going to go climb a three.
But that tree thing, that's just an accent.
No, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Pat Foley and Edzo have a lot of fun with that during Hawks games. Tree, turdy, tree, and the turd. Tree, turdy, tree, left, and the turd. John and Niles says, to be funny, my dad, even when he was a kid, would say, instead of icicles, he would say icosils. And spaghetti was paschetti. I've heard paschetti many times. So, all right. Here's Linda on WGN. Hey, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, I know it's a regional thing, but it drives me crazy when they start cough. They lose the R and put it in tuber.
Oh.
In Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, I can understand that. Cuber. Yeah.
Yeah, cuber and caw.
Yeah.
So, I know, it is a regional thing. But
it is a regional thing. My mom, by the way, says warsh.
Warsh, yeah.
She says warsh. I don't understand it. She said it her whole life. Warsh.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. Okay, Linda, thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah. To this day, my mom says warsh. Okay, we got to take a break here. We're coming up on the news. Then we'll come back and wrap this up with the mispronunciation of phrases and words that make you crazy. And we'll give you a LaBeouf update. That's coming up right here on WGN. Morning. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live here in the Allstate Studios on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Cochran coming up at 5 a.m. with the rest of the gang. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can talk and text to us there. We're talking about the mispronunciation of words and phrases that kind of make you crazy. But before we get back to that and wrap that topic up, Dan, do we have a Shia LaBeouf a Shia LaBeouf date?
Yes, the Shia LaBeouf update is Shia has taken a nap. He has gotten out of his seat, is laying in the movie theater aisle, and has used his jacket as a pillow. This happened about an hour ago.
Wait, and this is during iRobot.
I think we're into Battle of Shaker Heights now.
All right. So Battle of Shaker Heights is probably on right now. And he's sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Is the camera on him?
So the way the camera is positioned, you know, it's primarily on the seat, but in the aisle he has decided to take a nap, and you can kind of make out a shadowy figure. Esmeralda and I have been going over this like this is a Pruder film. So she spotted the blob that is him in his white hoodie, and then I went back and I watched the moment where he kind of said something to his companion and was just like shook his head and then just got into the aisle and laid down.
Okay. Now, for those people, explain what's going on here, Dan, for those people just waking up and not know the Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf, the actor Shia LaBeouf, probably most famously known for the Transformers movies, has gone off the deep end a bit and does these performance art exhibits. And his latest one is he's watching all 30 of the films he's starred in, and he's watching them over the course of 3 days, Originally, the plan was with 10 minutes break in between, so no sleep, just 10 minute break in between films. So he started this on Tuesday, and he's now in the midst of his last day.
And you can watch him live.
And you can watch him. He's got a webcam on him in his seat, and you can see him, you know, eating pizza while he's watching a movie, and you know.
So you can watch Shia LaBeouf watch Shia LaBeouf movies,
right,
for 3 days. But now Shia LaBeouf can't even watch Shia LaBeouf movies because he's sleeping. Napping in the aisle.
He's tired.
He's tired. He looks so tired.
I don't think he realized what this undertaking was.
Yeah.
It's
well, I mean,
a lot of work.
Sitting through one Transformers movie is you know, is pretty problematic.
Did he know that he had 30 movies he was in? Maybe he didn't know. He's like, it's just a few.
Yeah, I can do this. But, I mean, he's even watching movies where he has a very small role.
Right.
So it's not like it, you know, like the movies where he's a lead.
Right. I wonder if he's regretting anything as he's watching them.
Like movies?
Oh, man. Why'd I do that?
Well, man, Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah. I think that's probably on the list.
Dumb and Dumberer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's on the list of regrets.
Shia.
My guess is if he has brains at all three Transformer movies that he was in, because there's a fourth one, and that was with Marky C. Markinson. Yeah. Wow. Poor LaBeouf.
Now, incidentally, did not fall asleep during Money Never Sleeps.
Oh.
Because money doesn't. Is he getting paid?
No. I don't think so. He's getting paid. He's not getting paid to do this, is he?
So then he paid a movie
theater?
Who
is going to pay Shia LaBeouf to sit in a movie theater and watch his movies with a camera on him? Is that something that you would... Would you pay Shia LaBeouf to do that?
No. But I don't have, you know, large amounts of money.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
It's New York.
Exactly. So this means that somebody paid the movie theater.
Probably Shia LaBeouf. My guess is that he financed this whole thing. That would be my guess.
That's so sad.
For his little art, you know, interactive art programs that he does.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy who sat in a room for a weekend, and in shifts, people came in alone and sat down across the table from him and watched him cry.
Like nonstop?
Every
person?
I don't know if he cried in front of every person, but I've read accounts of people who actually went to the thing.
Oh, and he cried.
He went in and he was crying. Didn't say a word. He would just cry. He had a bag over his head. And you come in there, he's got a bag over his head, and he's crying.
Oh, you just hear him kind of.
But I think he had holes cut in the eyes.
Did he draw tears on the bag?
No, he was. Yeah, he would turn the bag around to a smiley face on one side, and then turn it around like the unknown comic. You remember the unknown comic? You're too young to remember the unknown comic, aren't you?
Is that a villain?
A villain?
From something?
No?
Okay.
The unknown comic is far from a villain. He's a comedic hero.
All right.
The unknown comic was this comedian named Murray Langston.
All right.
Okay? So he wore a bag over his head. He wore a paper bag over his head. And he was a regular on the Gong Show. Now, are you too young to remember the Gong Show?
I know the Gong Show.
Dan, can you find some unknown comic material that we can play? Just look up unknown comic.
Isn't it visual, though? He has his bag.
No,
on
the
his
jokes.
Head?
He's got a bag on his head because his jokes are so bad. That's the idea.
I see.
Is that his jokes are so corny and terrible that he's got a bag on his head. And for a long time, people were like, "Who's the unknown comic? I wonder who the unknown comic is." He was really popular. He was on talk shows. He was on game shows. And like the most popular appearances he made was on the Gong Show. And then like people discovered it was Murray Langston, who is this L.A. comedian who would go on to star in, you know, some movies and stuff like that. But that's who the unknown comic was. And he had a bit where he would, like, turn the bag around and there'd be, like, a smiley face on the other side.
Aww.
Or, like, he would pull the bag down and stick his tongue through the eye hole and go, "Hey, hey, hey,
how?" Oh, that's creepy.
And sometimes he would fix it so he had, like, a Kleenex box on the top of his head, and he would pull Kleenex out of the top of his head.
Wow.
He was a genius.
Yeah, apparently.
He was a damn genius. The unknown comic was a damn genius. We have some unknown comic.
Everybody, give me an H.
A.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
A.
Give me an A.
A.
What's it spell?
A.
There, don't you feel better?
Wow.
I gotta tell you, I haven't been feeling too good myself. I went to this Hollywood party last week. Wilt Chamberlain was there. I thought I'd be cool. I said, "Hey, Wilt, how's the weather up there?" He said, "It's raining," and he spit on me. Well, it could have been worse. I was in his restaurant yesterday, right? Waiter comes over, he has his thumb on my steak. I said, what are you doing with your thumb on my steak? He said, I didn't want to drop it again. Hey, Jackie baby, come here. What? You're lucky I made it here today. You know, my car broke down. Yeah, the spark plugs wouldn't spark. Oh. The generator wouldn't gen. And the... Get out. Hey,
Jackie, hey. Wow, unknown comic went blue.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to figure that joke out. What part would be offensive? What part of the car would be offensive? The transmission wouldn't trans. That wouldn't be. The gas tank wouldn't gas. What would be offensive?
I just think tailpipe.
The tailpipe wouldn't tail?
I don't know.
What's that joke? How come I can't figure out that joke? How is it possible that we can't figure that joke out? I mean, that footage is 40 years old, for God's sake.
Maybe it's pretty tame, and we're thinking it's something just ridiculously offensive, and it isn't.
The rumor is the pistons wouldn't.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, you couldn't say that. In 1975, you couldn't say pistons couldn't piss.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are we sure we can say it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about pistons in a car, not the basketball team.
That would be offensive.
See? Unknown comic. Genius.
Yeah, that's the word.
He's a damn genius.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, you need to look up more unknown comic on YouTube. As soon as you get home this morning, that's the first thing on your list after Whiplash. You watch Whiplash and then go right into 6 hours of unknown comic footage. I'm telling you right now, you know who's listening to this and agreeing with everything I'm saying?
The unknown comic?
Steve Cochran.
Okay.
Steve Cochran is agreeing with everything I'm saying about the genius that is the unknown comic, the great Murray Langston. Man, he needs to come out of retirement and go on tour. I'm serious. We need to bring the unknown comic back. Don't you think?
No.
Come on, man! The atmosphere is ripe for unknown comic. Dan, get the unknown comic on the show, will you? Look up Murray Langston. I'm sure he's probably working in a bowling alley somewhere. I don't think it would be a real problem to find Murray Langston. I bet Cochran's got Murray Langston's number. We could probably call up Murray Langston right now.
As of 2015, he was making his residence in New Brunswick, Canada.
So he listens to Saga.
Maybe he's hanging out with Saga.
He's hanging out with Saga.
Go to the last text on the sheet I just brought you.
Okay. 262, candidate. First thing that came to my mind was someone trying to date someone from Canada. Oh!
All right.
Now, you know what? That's a Saga date.
Can we have a double feature with Murray Langston and Saga?
Yeah. Murray
he'll,
Langston
he'll
can
open.
He'll open for yeah. Saga. Yeah.
His routine.
All right. We have a bunch of texts here from people who are, wait a minute. Rob on WGN. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
First I thought the car part was muffler, first of all.
Okay, that could be. Yeah, that could be as well. Okay.
And then the second one was I was watching a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar special tonight.
Wait, what? You were watching
it? It was about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but it's about the Wilt Chamberlain joke.
Oh, okay.
During this thing, he's talking about his relationship with Wilt Chamberlain. And he says, I didn't like a lot of things Wilt did, you know, when I was with him in an elevator. And some guy gets in the elevator and turns the, you know, it's 2 7-foot-tall black guys in the elevator, and he turns and looks at him. He goes, "Hey, how's the weather up there?" Wilt Chamberlain spit on his head and said, "It's raining." In real life,
so he really did. So Wilt Chamberlain actually did that.
He spit on this guy in front of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem was like a little freaked out by it. But it's called The Minority of One. It just started running on HBO.
The Minority. Okay, I'll definitely check it out.
It was hysterical. All of a sudden, I'm just starting to fall asleep, and I heard this. I'm like, you got to be kidding me! I just heard it a minute ago.
That's great. All right, Rob, thanks for the call.
You got it. I'll talk to you.
You see. Unknown comic experiences real things.
I love that you thought that he was watching like a variety special that Kareem Abdul.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what? Oh man. Okay, we gotta take it. That and if it were, Murray Langston would be on that for sure. If it were as a variety show hosted by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Murray Langston would be a guest. Unknown comic rules. Morning. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show begins in about 10 minutes. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we've got some texts here to wrap up the mispronunciation thing. 269 area code says, mischievous is not mischievous. True. Hate it when people say veteran instead of veteran. How about Italy? When someone goes, yeah, I went to Italy. I directed this play called Lake Boat. It was a David Mamet play, and there's an exchange with these two guys have. There's like, how do you know I've never been to Italy? I didn't say that you've never been to Italy, and because it's David Mamet, the word Italy was used 63 times, repeated, because that's Mamet. So I wanted to mix it up a little bit, so I had one of the actors in say Italy. So it sounded a little, so the rhythm was a little bit off. See, I improved upon David Mamet. See that? That's why 10 people saw that show. No, we got good reviews. Nobody saw it, but we got good reviews. Okay. Realtor is not realtor. It's realtor. There's no I. And then finally, I like sandwich when people say sandwich. Yeah, that's Italian. That's a Chicago thing. It's like an Italian Chicago. Hey, let's have a sandwich. Heard a lot of that word last week when we were watching Goodfellas. All right, let's say good morning to Steve Alexander.
Well, good morning to you. So there is a G where the D is.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Hey, I want to have an Italian beef sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. The Italians.
Now I know.
Go to Italy, have a sandwich.